Hi, welcome to the Hard to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally. And we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us and we'll walk it out together.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Hard to Hope podcast.
And both of your hosts are here this
and
time.
And Sally is here. I'm so like, oh. Yeah, it's been a really good couple of months. I've had a lot of really fun people on. But I'm also equally, if not more, excited to be back with you.
Yes.
Because that's the whole reason why we're doing it, is that we did it together.
So fun.
So pumped.
And for all of you listening, Megan came to my apartment today. It's her first time seeing it, right?
Yeah.
So
your new apartment.
We're in a new space. Sorry for any background noise that is new and annoying, but here we are.
There is a dog here.
Yeah, there's a dog.
In case you were wondering what that barking sound.
Yeah. And new equipment hopefully is coming soon. Lord willing. We'll see.
Yep.
Anyway, so today, it's in January.
6th, I think?
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're in January, and we're going to do our little, like, resolutions, looking ahead.
Yep.
Looking back episode.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I need to, like, look at my photos.
Yes.
On my phone to help bring stuff up.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like this year was, like, I don't really even remember January of last year. Mm-hmm. To be perfect. Like, pictures, what was I doing?
Yeah. Pictures definitely helped
2024.
Me. 2024. I don't know.
I was just working.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to literally look right now. Anyways. Yeah. So today we're going to take a look back on the year, a look ahead. We have some different questions and topics to ask each other and just kind of give a recap of our year. And it's been a year since we started the podcast.
Yeah, that's so true.
We meet last January to talk about it and then started recording in February.
Okay.
So
I forgot the timeline.
So almost a year, but it was a year ago that we actually started like seriously
thinking about it,
which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Wait, what year is it? It was 2024, right?
Yeah. You take a lot of pictures.
I went back too far.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to wait for me to talk.
Oh. Well.
Just looking. What did I do this year? I guess I should have recapped before. I feel like summer on was very busy for me. The summer just always is.
Yeah.
But I feel like the winter was pretty chill. I mean, I went to Honduras. That would have been in January or February.
Okay.
Which I do almost every year.
Okay.
I don't have plans to this year yet.
Dang.
Which is crazy because I've gone every year for the past probably 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. Every year for the past 2 or 3.
What's that sound?
It's my phone, probably.
Okay.
I went to Honduras. My friends Chris and Rebecca came back from New York City. They were in New York City for his chemo.
Yeah.
They came back in February.
Well,
so that was a really big part of my year. Visited family.
With me.
Yep. Well, we did that. Yeah, and then I feel like summer on was busy because, like, my whole family came home in June to celebrate my dad's retirement, yes. And we did my grandparents' memorial service. Mm-hmm. And then summer itself, I just feel like is always super busy.
Yeah.
And work, and I feel like you went a lot of places this year.
I did.
I feel like I did, but it's a lot of places I've already been. Mm-hmm. Like repeats.
Yeah. Mine probably technically were too, although a couple of those weren't. The international travel, that was new.
Yes, you just got back, you international girl.
I know, so weird. Did not feel very international.
Why?
I think because growing up, international in my mind was always missions. Mm-hmm. So then when I went for like a fun trip, it was like, wait, that was just like...
You were in London?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cool. Like, whatever.
I love it. Yeah, I think mine was just like normal, like Wisconsin, Honduras is normal for me.
Yeah.
I did go to Pensacola this year. That was the first time I've been there. And then I just made, like, random road trips throughout the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, so I guess it was a busy year. Maybe that's why I don't remember all the details, because it just felt busy, which is interesting because the end of my year was sabbatical.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, which was hard to get out of busy and actually rest. It took a lot of discipline for me to do.
I was going to say, I can't really imagine because I haven't forced myself to do that really.
Yeah.
But even in moments when I force myself, I'm like, ew, I don't like the way this feels.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was a big... Sorry, I'm just, like, trying to recap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Overall recap. So a big part of my 2024, obviously, was leaving my job at the end of October.
Yes.
I left Upstate, and I entered into a two-month sabbatical, and which just ended, and I'm actually starting a new job in a couple weeks. But, yeah, this weekend specifically, I was thinking, like, well, I just hope I did that well. Like, I hope I just did sabbatical well and just honored the time that I had. And... yeah, like, November ended up being super busy. Like, I traveled a ton.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then December ended up being less busy, but I got sick quite a bit in December. And so that forced me to lay low and be home, but, like...
yeah.
Which was ended up being good.
Yeah.
But I feel like I had more rest in December than I did November, and it was supposed to be the opposite, actually.
Okay.
But... yeah, it's, I mean, there was no exact plan for it, so it's hard to say, like, did I do it well or not?
Yeah.
Like, I just hope I honored, the time that the Lord gave me and used it wisely, I guess.
Yeah, because you had a lot of intention when you did it, so to use it well.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't have an exact picture of what it would look like, the intention behind it. Yeah.
For sure.
What about you? General recap of your year.
A recap? Overall. Yeah. So I think that, like, the biggest recap to me was traveling so much, just because I had been bound to the ministry schedule before that with dancing.
Yeah.
So much so that I didn't do a lot of things like that. So to have something almost every month where I was going away either for a weekend or a few days or a week was pretty drastic. And I think it made for, like, a nice... okay, so I have a lot of friends who, like, use travel as, like, an escape. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I just want to get away from my world because I don't really love it, and so I'm just going to, like, go away. Mm-hmm. But I'm not usually that way, and I would be more apt to just stay home.
Yeah.
And be like, this is my escape. I'll just do whatever I want here.
Yeah.
But I think it was good because I was kind of, like, pushed out of my comfort zone to go travel and do things because they just kept coming up, and I was like, actually, that is fun. And those are people that I do want to invest in and be with. And so I think that... all of the trips that I did helped me to kind of, like, toward the end of the year, I was like, actually, please just, like, take me wherever I do want to escape.
Yeah.
But now I feel like it was good. And it was, like, a nice, I don't know, change of pace for a year.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That's interesting that it, like, pushed you out of your comfort zone, even though you, like, would love to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun once I realize what it is, but, like, planning things ahead of time, I usually get kind of nervous and, like, back out. I'm like, no, it's okay. I'll just stay home.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm just, like, by the end of it, I'm, like, I'm ready to be home.
Yeah.
I'm just ready to chill in my space. Okay, I'm just going to share something really quick before you share that, if that's okay.
Yes.
Because the Lord was speaking this to me yesterday, and I feel like it's kind of relevant to just looking back and looking forward. So it was really cool yesterday because I felt like the Lord was putting this on my heart, and then everything that was shared at church was, like, very similar. So I was like, oh, that's, you know what I mean? I'm just like, that's so cool. I love that. That means I was actually, like, maybe hearing from the Holy Spirit. So I was just praying yesterday morning before church, just about friends, for friends and for myself, and just different things that people have walked through in 2024 that maybe they're, you know, going into 2025 with a little more fear or whatever. And obviously, like, a lot of that is just from things that have happened in the past. So there's fear of the future because of things that have already happened in the past.
Yes.
And the Lord was just encouraging me with John 16, that these things that I've spoken to, that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so just that, like, promise literally of, like, okay, we can say I'm not afraid of the future. Not because things won't happen. Because, like, things happened before.
Yeah.
It's just a guarantee they're going to happen again.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not the same things, but different things. So, I think that's helpful. Like, I think if we were, like, expecting, okay, that thing absolutely cannot happen again, that's just not true, and it's unrealistic.
Yeah. But it still sucks, and I don't want it.
It still sucks. But, like, almost the promise that there will be hard things
Yeah.
helps, because then it's, okay, my hope is not that something won't happen again.
Yeah.
It's that he says, I can have peace, and he has overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we don't have to be afraid of the future because of things that happened in the past. But we also have to, I don't know, just replace our...
Yes.
Where our actual hope and peace is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to have fear of the future.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because he says he's overcome. And he's already in it. And, yeah, I don't know. That was just helpful for me for praying for people, I feel like, and for thinking for myself, just looking back and looking forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to be... I think fear of disappointment is a huge thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Just that something happened once, it could happen again.
For sure.
Well, yeah, it could. But, like, that's not what we need to put our hope in anyways.
Right, and we're just waiting for it really help. Like,
yeah.
Kind of preemptively being like, oh my gosh, this might happen again. It's like, well, if it does, you might as well spend your time, like, in belief and hope, not just, like, dreading, and then it happens, and then you just, like, break apart.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. So build that bridge. Yeah. Work on building that bridge now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's my preface to looking back and looking forward.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
That's good.
Highs and lows.
Yeah. So, my low of this year was that my dog Shaloma died, and that sucked. I feel like that was, like, as much as it's like, oh, that's just, like, a pet or something, I was like, no, that was, like, a huge deal. Yeah. And it also happened while I was traveling. So then every time since then that I would leave, because that was in May, and so I still went away, like, July and August, September, October, like, a lot of those months in there, I went away again, and so leaving Shiloh, my other dog, I got really, like, please, like, who do I leave her with that's trustworthy, because I just can't lose another dog. Yeah. That was, like, so horrible. But also, I guess, I wasn't really going to share this as part of the low, but... With that low, I also had a high in it because people came to my, like, side and were like, hey, we're here for you, specifically in Syracuse, because, like, I have my people, my family back home who also, like, who I guess I already would have known would say, if there's anything you need, like, we're here for you. But to be in Syracuse, it was like, okay, I don't even know if I have people here, and now this happened, and I'm just, like, so done.
Mm-hmm.
And to have tons of people gather around me and just, like, things that friends would say, like, tell me any night of the week that you're not feeling great and I'll just come and be with you. And I was like, wait, really? Like, that's a big sacrifice for me to just, like, say that you'll be there. And so I was like, wow, that's really sweet. Hard for me to, like, actually say yes to.
Yeah.
But a couple of people, I was able to be like, yeah, actually, that would be really nice. And, like, they're like, can I bring food? And I'm like, no, that's, like, a bridge too far and you don't need to spend money. And I was like, actually, yes, like, dinner would be great. Thank you. That's so sweet of you. Like, it's not a huge deal, and yet to me it is a huge deal. And so thank you for, like, being willing to just be like, sorry, like, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, like, bittersweet and definitely for some reason, like, sticks with me a lot. Probably because I had Shaloma for 3 years and she was kind of like my roommate, one of them. And so I was just like, ugh,
yep,
this is stupid and unnecessary, and yet the Lord uses it anyway. So and then my high, well, I have multiple highs.
Okay.
This year was really sweet, and I'll talk about it later with our little three words. But travels, which we kind of already touched on.
Yeah.
My new apartment, which I would love to explain more, but it's just been, like, way more of a blessing than I thought it would be.
Aww.
And that's kind of cool. And then the family that I'm surrounded with right now in Syracuse here, because moving far away from all of my people, I was afraid I wouldn't have people, and now I do. And so I'm very, very grateful.
Like,
kind of, like, in shock still. Just like, wow, oh my gosh, how did the fall just happen and I am not lonely? Like, I thought it was going to be so, so hard. And it was a little hard, but it doesn't feel like what I was, like, talking about that, like, dread. Like, I was just like, oh my gosh, I know what's going to happen and it's going to be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to go there again.
Yeah.
And so that was a blessing. And then peace, which I didn't put down, but there's just this peace that I'll address that later, I guess, but it's kind of like the Bible talks about peace that passes understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I've ever tangibly felt that as much as I do in the last few months. And it's like still here, like just very like, whoa, I didn't realize how like actually tangible it could be.
I want to cry for you for that.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that so much for you.
Yeah. It's a blessing.
Yeah. I love that for you, especially just the seasons that you've come out of where it hasn't always felt like that, or you felt alone.
Yeah.
And I feel like it does sometimes take, like, being by yourself to realize some of that. Like, I feel like that's kind of how it was for me, too. Like,
especially in Syracuse, just being like, okay. Right, where wouldn't it just be like a normal, like, okay, this should make me feel loved or seen, or where I normally feel God's presence. But, like, he's just so good, I feel like, at showing up at random times. And that's when it feels like, okay, it's peace that passes my understanding. Because yeah. It's not where I would normally look for it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, just, like, grocery shopping and being like, oh my gosh, I feel you so heavy right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's where I needed him.
Yeah.
In that moment.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Right. Versus, like, a church service and worship when you're yeah. like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is very cool. It's definitely something that, like, I guess I was praying for, but I didn't know, like, what the answer would look like. And then I was like, holy crap, if yeah. this is it, that's, like, awesome. This yeah. is so nice.
So what does that kind of look like?
I just, well, I had to make some decisions in the fall about things, like, just, like, who I'm going to hang out with, who I'm going to spend my time with, how I'm going to, like,
yeah.
basically look at my life. And for a while, people have been saying, like, gratitude is the key. And I'm like, I understand that, but I literally feel unable to change my own perspective, like, mm-hmm. and so I just started to ask the Lord to change my perspective
yeah.
for me, because I didn't know what to do, and help me let go of things that I needed to, because I think that there was part of me that's holding on to things that didn't go the way I wanted them to, and I still wanted them to turn around
yeah.
just the way I wanted, but, like, that's not what the Lord had or has right now, and so I think I finally came to a place where I was like, you know what, fine, like, do what you want to do, break things apart or move yeah. things however you want to, because I can't, the holding on is actually just more of, like, a thorn right now, like,
yeah.
it just hurts, and if I have to go through it, that's fine, but if you can take it, I would love that.
Yeah.
So then I feel like by, like, November time, I was just sort of like, okay, well, you know what, this is my life, and if I don't enjoy it, then I'm just gonna keep hating it. Like, if I don't choose to just be like, wow, this
yeah.
is pretty great, like, I do actually have a lot, and it doesn't even have to be circumstantial, like,
yeah.
just that the Lord is with me is good and great.
Yeah.
And so
yep.
I feel like I'm not really sure why things shifted. Like, I don't remember a day. I just remember
yeah.
after a few days being like,
yeah.
wait, the heaviness and, like, the crying.
Because you asked the Lord
yeah.
for him to do it. Yeah.
It's just, like, stop. Like, it hasn't
yeah.
been as consistent, because I feel like I was in this rut where I would just continually be, like, heavy
yeah.
and at the drop of whatever hat or whatever they say, like, I could just
yeah.
cry and be undone. And it was just really
yeah.
difficult. Because people be like, how are you? And I was like, please don't ask. I just can't go into it. Like, I just don't even.
Yeah.
There's really nothing. There's nothing to say.
I don't know what will come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I just feel like it was sort of an act of God, because
yeah.
I did not notice.
That's
like,
awesome.
A thing that changed necessarily.
Yeah. I think that's, like, literally the word gratitude.
Yeah.
Because it's, right, it's not about if things are bad or even good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're worshiping who he is. Like, that's what you're, you know what I mean, speaking to is,
yeah,
speaking to things who he is. I don't know. I heard someone talk about, actually, she listens to this podcast, so shout out. She was sharing the verse, like, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, okay, not only, like, to be, like, I always think that, like, okay, I have to be thankful in the bad circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, no, just as easily, like, in the good circumstances, not putting your hope in the good circumstances.
Yeah.
That's not where your thankfulness comes from. Like, even, like, your kids, your family, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it has to just be because of who he is. That's why I'm thankful. You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
where my praise is aimed.
Yeah.
And praising at those things.
Yeah.
I think is gratitude.
Yeah. Which I will say, like, circumstantially things are just like, I think I, after the fall and like in November-ish, like I was like, oh, I think I can trust that these things are, did you see something? Okay. But I can trust that these things are like good and that these people in my life aren't just going to like run away all of a sudden. Like, I think I hadn't even been stepping out into relationships with the people I'm now surrounded with
mm-hmm.
because I was just like, I don't know. I just don't know. I think I'll just keep my distance so that there's less pain.
Sure.
And so now I do have that feeling of like, is it because of the circumstances?
Yeah.
But also just being like, Lord, I'm going to thank you either way because I'm grateful for these circumstances, but I don't know how long they're going to last.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the like, is this the fruit? Am I like, I don't even know how to like see what season I'm in, but I just feel like there's a peace on all of it that
yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'll just take it. However long it lasts, I'll
yeah.
take it. And
be
when the next
for
hard
now.
Hill comes,
yeah,
I'll deal with it then
yeah.
instead of think about it now.
Yeah.
Because that is my tendency, to be like, well, I know that it's going to get hard, so I might as well just not smile. Like, I'll just,
gotcha.
You know,
yeah,
not be too happy when it's good and not be too sad when it's sad. Just try to, like, keep an even keel or whatever. Mm. But
just to protect yourself?
Yes.
Interesting.
Ridonkulous, but definitely
I don't think it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah.
Different people, different personalities. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I feel like my low and my high kind of went together.
Okay.
My main low and high, and then I have a couple other highs are just like, yes, my family was all together in June. Mm-hmm. We had a new baby born in December.
Yeah.
Baby PJ.
What's his name?
Paul Jacob.
Oh, he got the father's name?
Yeah, but he's not a junior. That's not Paul's name.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, he's super precious.
Oh, my gosh.
And we saw them last week.
Yeah.
And they're just at such a fun age. And, yeah, I just love being with them.
Yeah.
So that was definitely some highs as well. I feel like my high and my low combined were probably leaving upstate. Like, it was... So I don't think I've even talked about this on the podcast yet.
Or to me, necessarily.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't know how much.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Okay, I'll try to keep it short. So basically, at the, like, end of August, I was like, something needs to change one way or the other.
Yeah.
I was just feeling really burnt out, feeling like I just didn't want to keep being at work. The job's always been hard. And I've said this, like, over and over again while talking about just leaving, I felt for the longest time, like, the job was hard, but I had the grace to be there and to do it. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like that grace was leaving. And I was just like, I'm just not willing to operate, like, without grace. Like, I'm just not willing to do it.
Yeah.
Just felt like the grace was leaving, but also the end of December was going to be my 2-year mark as a RN in that position. And so I was like, okay, if I can make it to the, like, 2-year mark, that just looks good for just, like, resumes and mm-hmm. going to next jobs and things like that. And for some other things that I was applying for, they wanted you to have 2 years experience.
Okay.
So basically around August, I was like, okay, like, realistically, can I make it to December? And if not, like, I need to figure something out. So end of August, September, I kind of pursued, like, a leave of absence to basically just, like, have time to reset and figure out if I could even make it through the year or not.
Yeah.
And that just did not work out. And when I first started pursuing that, I was like, I'm not leaving this job, though, without, like, some other job lined up. Like, I'm just not doing that. And it was cool because it just felt like I pursued something that I felt like was obedience and the door was shut. So I pursued the next thing that felt like it was obedience and the door got shut. The next thing and the door got shut. And then it felt like after all those things, then it felt like, okay, I'm supposed to leave and I don't have anything lined up yet. But it was interesting because at the beginning I did not feel yes. that way and I did not feel peace about
yep.
that. But it felt like every step, okay, and then door shut, step. Like,
yep.
I think the Lord's just gracious.
Yeah.
And, like, that's how he needed to walk it out with me so that in the end I would say, okay, I'm willing to leave,
yeah.
even though I don't have anything else lined up.
Yeah.
And I think part of it was at the beginning. I was like, I don't need to make this, like, bold step of faith of, like, I'm leaving and I don't know where I'm going yet. Like, I just didn't feel like I needed to do that. But at the end it felt like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so... That's not why it was a low, though. I wasn't worried, like, leaving and not having anything lined up, because I had decided, okay, I am gonna leave at the end of October, like, completely, like, leave
yeah.
the job completely, and I'm gonna take 2 months off, so I took November and December off completely from work. And that wasn't really why it was a low. I think it was a low just because I loved the job for a lot of years. It was, yeah, I could cry talking about it, like... one of the hardest things I've ever done
mm-hmm.
working there.
Yeah.
You just, I mean, I've talked about this, I've shared this in other capacities. You just, I saw things that no human should ever have to see.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like, I really felt really honored to be able to do that job. Like, I just can remember, like, specific days where I just felt like, and what I was doing with my hands physically, like, wow, I get to do this. Like, I get to, like, lay hands on these kids and pray over them, and they don't even know I'm praying over them. Yeah. And be with people, like, at their lowest of lows. And yeah. that felt, like, really, like, an honor.
Yeah.
So I love the job a lot. So it was hard to leave in that regard, and it was also hard, while I was leaving, I felt like the Lord was really pressing on my heart just how much the job had become my identity. Mm-hmm. And I think that probably actually was the hardest part of all of it. Yeah, just realizing, like, okay, I've put a lot of weight on the fact that I work at Upstate. Mm-hmm. It's a, like, really good hospital. It's a level one trauma center. I've put a lot of weight on the fact that I'm an RN, that I work with pediatrics and an emergency department. Like, I put a lot of value yeah. on those things, and kind of having to be like, okay, who am I if I'm not those things?
So true.
And the realization that I'd put so much on those things, that mm-hmm. was heavier, I feel like, because I was like, I don't want to do that, because those things could so easily get stripped away. Yeah. They did. I took them, like, I stripped them away. You know what I mean? Like, the Lord called me out of that season.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just to just kind of be like, okay, I'm like, repent, and just, like, I've put a lot on this mm-hmm. and I have a calling and a purpose apart from those things, even if I love those things, and I think the Lord has given me those gifts and those positions and places to bless people, like, I have purpose and calling just in who I am, that I'm a child of God, yeah. and that I'm Megan, that I'm, you know, yeah, a disciple of Christ, like,
yeah, you don't
a servant of Him, that's it.
Yep, you don't need anything more.
Yeah.
But it is easy to put those things, especially in our, like, I don't know if it's yeah. culturally everywhere, but this yeah. culture specifically is, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Puts a lot.
So that was really heavy. Like, that yeah. really weighed on me.
Yeah.
While I was leaving. And then, yeah. It hasn't been as heavy since, so I think the Lord's just been working.
Yeah.
And my heart for that. But yeah, it was also a high to be able to have 2 weeks, 2 months of rest. Yeah. That was really... Again, I hope I did it well, but it was really just a sweet time just to be able to rest my body and my mind, especially, and, yeah, just take time to be with people.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's cool to hear, too. Like,
yeah.
It's a lot. That was, like, a whole season. I'm sure it felt like more than 2 years.
2 months?
Well, yeah. No, the like, working at Upstate.
Oh gosh, I've been there for six. I was there for 6 years.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Were you in the same spot as you always
So
were?
I worked as an LPN in one department for a year and a half, and then in 2020 I moved as an LPN to the emergency department, and then once I got my RN, I transitioned into RN in the same department.
Okay, so yep. you were working in the same area. You just did different things.
I worked at Community General and then at the main building downtown, okay. but yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's crazy. A little prompt of doing three words to describe 2024.
Oops, I wrote it down on our group thing.
So, I guess I'll say the three words, then I'll go through them.
Sure.
People are going to be like, what the heck? Maybe you will, I don't know. Yeah. Painful, adventurous, and sweet.
Okay.
So you can kind of, like, from our high and low, I feel like you can kind of see that.
Yeah.
But I think that it was painful because there was a lot of disappointment, and I would say even continued, like, it's been in the past few years, but continued, like, disillusionment of, like, where's my life going? I thought it was this, and now it's that, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. I just don't want to do anything anymore. And so other words that I would use to describe that was, like, there were a lot of gray areas, mm-hmm. like, the whole thing of, like, the Lord can bless wherever you go, kind of, where you are, but I always want, like, black and white.
Yeah.
Like, just tell me where to go, right or left, and I'll do it. And it's felt very gray for a while. And 2024 was a continuation of that.
Yeah.
And then to go with that, the feeling was just sort of apathy or, like, numbness. Like, I just felt a lot of, like, so I guess I don't care anymore. Like, that kind of feeling of, like, well, I guess I'll just ride it out. The summer was really hard because I didn't have a place to live. And so that was, I feel like, a big gray area where I felt so uncomfortable and yet peace with, like, this is where the Lord has me, but He hasn't shown me what's mm-hmm. next / where I'm going to live next. And that was just, like, very not fun for me. It's like, mm-hmm. I just want to know where I'm supposed to live. The spring, I knew where I lived, but I was uncomfortable because there's a new schedule. summer, same schedule with school, but different place of living, and then into the fall, like, finding that place where I'm living now, and, like, settling into the schedule that has been new for, like, most of the year, but now putting it with my own place and feeling, like, grounded with mm-hmm. it, and not just, like, well, it's online school, so I can go anywhere with it, and just going anywhere with it.
Yeah.
So, that was, more like, routine. To me, what?
More routine.
Yeah. So that was kind of painful, and, like, just very uncomfortable. Mm. And then adventurous because of the travels. Don't really need to go into that. But I loved Cancun. I loved London. I loved Maine and Montana. So fun. All fun.
Those are Wisconsin. All, like, dream locations.
Yeah. It was very fun.
Cool.
It's, like, yeah. So weird. Traveling is so weird. I have so many thoughts about it. I'm like, it's never perfect. And you can imagine it being perfect, but it's not. Mm. But then it is fun. And there's definitely highlights, but they're not what you think they'll be.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, I would think Maine would be like, oh, we were by the beach the whole time, and this and that. And it's like, well, we're kind of, we were with family.
Yeah.
Doing family things, walking around, just whatever.
Yep.
So, it's funny. But I loved traveling.
Cool.
It was good. And then the third word was sweet. It was very sweet. I think, yeah, seeing, so over the summer, the couple I lived with, again, a huge, like, blessing from the Lord of, like, wow, I have community here. People would be willing to open their doors and say, yeah, you can live with us. We've only known you for a couple years, and, like, you have a dog and a busy schedule.
Yeah.
But they were like, yeah, don't pay rent. Like, maybe buy some groceries randomly, but really just
come. Why didn't you didn't pay rent?
What?
Bro.
Yeah. They were like, just come and live with us. And I was like, this is just crazy. Like, who does this? It's wild.
Yeah.
And so they let me move in with them, and then another family, the ones here that are like 5 minutes away, also let me move in with them for a shorter time, but, like, same thing. Just don't buy groceries, come in, sleep here, we have a bed, like, bedroom for you, bring the dog, you're good. I'm just like, oh my gosh, these people are just so gracious, and it's so sweet to, like, experience that. As much as I really struggled while it was happening, it's way easier to look back and be like, wow, that was beautiful. Because during it, I was like, get me out of their house. Like, I'm intruding. I hate this. Yeah. I want to have my own space and not be in theirs. But that was super sweet. And then just, like, building new relationships, the peace that passes understanding, that has been huge. And then, like, yeah, just now in the fall until now, like, the consistency of my life has been a little bit more routine, and that has been very sweet as well, to just, like, I don't know, like you were saying, to thank the Lord in the good and also in the hard. Mm-hmm. I feel like just taking Shiloh out in this apartment complex and walking her and letting her go to the bathroom, I just kind of look around and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I live here and that this is good. And I don't know, I think I said I was gonna say this earlier, but moving in here, so this apartment was definitely a godsend, but when I came, my friend's mom came with me. She's like, I'll help you, you know, look at it since it's your first apartment alone, and we'll just see if it's safe and good and whatever. So she came with me.
That's
and
so nice.
I just remember, yeah, the manager and her, like, we walked into this apartment and we're looking around and I'm just, like, choking back tears. I'm like, I hate this. Like, I don't want to live alone. I don't know this lady that's helping me. Like, I just met her and, like, I want to, like, I hate this. I want to be home. Like, this is not my home. And, like, it's weird. Like, the layout was weird and there was, like, nothing in here. And I was just like, wow, this is going to be such a terrible year. Like, I can't believe God didn't give me peace to move somewhere else. And that, like, this might be the answer. Cause, like, it's 30 minutes from everyone I know. And I was just like, ew. An hour and a half from family. I was just like, this sucks. I don't want to do it at all. And then I, like, look at the apartment, they're like, you can't move in yet, so I move in with this family, the lady who had come with me, she's like, well, you can live with us for 3 weeks, and I was like, okay, great, I don't want to, but I was like, okay, we'll do that again, like, it's okay, and then I move in here, and I'm like, okay, it's gonna, you know, I'm gonna, like, try to have a stiff upper lip, like, just be okay with it, but, like, as I was here, like, that family has been, like, come over for dinner multiple times a week, and we're gonna help you get into this climbing gym, and you climb with us, and come skiing with us, and, like, just anything. They'll just invite me and be like, come be a part of, like, whatever we're doing, we want you. And I'm like, what? Really? And so I feel like it just flipped from, like, to me it was very bitter at the beginning. I was like, this is so stupid. Like, I never wanted to live alone, this is not the plan. To the Lord just being like, here, like, who knew that, like, even my body needed, like, peace and quiet. Like, having roommates for the past 5 years was also a blessing, a lot of growth and good things. But I didn't know how much I needed a space where I could come home and just relax.
Yep.
And, like, even small things, like, I laugh a lot more and I'm alone. But I'll be in here, like, even with Shiloh, but just, like, looking at something on my phone or reading something, yeah. and I just feel like light, like I can laugh and I can enjoy my life. And I also know that I have people who are just like a mile away and yeah. be like, hey, actually I do need someone, like yeah. I'm lonely, even though I love this place, I'm lonely right now, yeah. can I come over?
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's just been very yeah. sweet, and I didn't really realize that, like in the fall, yeah, just like yeah. I didn't want any of it. I was just like, wow, I think my life has just come to like a really gross, blunt, dead end, and I don't like it. Mm. And I feel like the Lord was like, well, like,
just wait.
Yeah, have a little faith. Like, you know, I do have things for you. It's just not the way. Like, I could still have a bad attitude about it if I wanted to look at it that way. But I've seen.
Because it's not what you thought it would look like.
Yeah, but I've seen how it's
that's good.
A huge blessing.
That's so cool.
Like, a very, there's a very blessed in-between, because it doesn't feel like I have sure. answers to anything, but it's a very comfortable
a in-between. Blessed in-between.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's really nice. I'm like, actually, so I'll cool. stay here, Lord. It's okay.
Oh my gosh. I love that, like, that's such an answer to prayer of the family.
Yeah.
For you and stuff. Because I remember us even talking about that, and I have that now and have had it for a little while, like, in Laval, and you being like, what? Yeah. I want that. Yeah. So, yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for them. Yeah. For you. That's awesome.
It's huge. It's
yeah. It is. It's, it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, you?
Okay, my three words are faith, reset, and growth.
Okay.
I think.
Big words.
Yeah.
Boom.
Faith was a pretty big, like, in my personal time with the Lord,
yeah,
a pretty big theme at the beginning of the year. And then it was kind of funny because at church we kind of went into that topic too, like the walk of faith, which was really interesting.
Okay.
And I'll talk about later one of the books I read that I loved also had to do with that. Yeah, just believing for things. It kind of goes back to what I said at the beginning, not because things haven't happened in the past, but just because God is who he says he is, and I can trust him. And so, yeah, just kind of letting myself dream again a little bit, which has been really fun and sweet. So, yeah, faith, reset, I think just with the sabbatical specifically. Not only, like, physically, emotionally, spiritually, also, like, health-wise, like, been eating, which has been great.
Yeah.
And drinking water and sleeping 8 hours and things like that. That, you know what I mean? Like normal yeah. things that my body really needed to kind of yeah. reset in.
Yeah.
And then yeah, growth I think kind of encompasses all of that. Like I think in the obvious ways, like yeah, being brave and stepping out in faith and leaving my job and things like that. But even in small ways, like personal relationships, like yeah, having growth that doesn't always look super pretty, because a lot of times growth has to come with some sort of like conflict or tension.
Yep.
But yeah, I think just the more I grow up, I'm grown up, but the more I grow up, like just realizing over and over again, every time something like that happens, like, yeah, that's where growth happens. Growth in relationships, friendships, things like that, it doesn't happen with nothing going on. Like there has to be, you know, hard questions, yeah. hard conversations. Hey, I've been thinking about this, and even if I don't think it's the right way to think, I just want you to know, like, or confession, you know what I mean? Things like that. That's, I feel like really good, even though it's hard, but yeah. it causes a lot of growth. So
yeah.
Yeah. Those would be my three words.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Let's see. Do you do New Year's resolutions?
I don't
or
usually,
goals?
Yeah, I don't usually, like, recently do big things, because yeah. it just felt like, I don't know, I like my life to be kind of a yeah. routine, and so I add things randomly,
yeah.
but I do like to make habits, like, in the fall time, I feel like, when the switches of the seasons happen, like, that's when
sure.
I'm like, okay, is there something to add or take away?
Yep.
But this year, well, one thing that's very, like, a New Year's resolution-esque thing is the one-year Bible. I haven't done it in a long time.
Yes.
And I decided that I was going to do it, and
is that the one that's, like, trending now, or this is a different one?
I don't know. It's wherever it is. Oh, it's under here. Okay. But it's literally, like,
is it the
Bible.
Like, rainbowy-looking one?
Oh, maybe one of the versions is. Mine's red. Yeah. Straight red.
Okay.
But it's very, like,
if it's, like, coming back and forth.
set out for you already.
Yeah.
Like, I've done plans where you have to, like, go to each spot in your Bible and be like, okay, I'm going to read in Genesis. Now I'm going to, like, turn over to Matthew, and then I'm going to turn to Psalms. But this one,
That's what that one is.
It's just, like, January 1st, you read January 1st stuff.
Okay.
January 2nd. So it's, like, a little bit of Genesis, a little bit of Matthew, a little bit of Psalms, a little bit of Proverbs. And it moves on. So it's just, it's its own book. Like, it's not like you can use it for, like, okay, turn to Matthew and you go toward the back of the book. Like, it's Matthew spread out when you read it. You know, in January or whatever. So that's, I'm reading that in a year, and I haven't done that since I was, like, a kid, it feels like. So that's fun.
That is. I feel like a lot of people are doing the Bible in a year. Like, I've heard a lot of people who are doing it.
Okay.
Like, I have several friends.
That's cool.
It is cool. It's cool, and some of it was, like, trending, like, on Instagram. Oh. Like, not trending, that sounds so silly. But it was, like, the book, like, selling, the sale of the book was trending on Instagram. It was something that kept popping up in Reels.
Interesting.
Which is cool in of itself.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, the heart behind it is even cooler than than trends.
Which I didn't even know if the heart behind it was that great for me, but I was like, I'm going to do it because I haven't done a plan in a while, and this is one in my life.
I think it's, I think, I mean, you know this, we both know this, the word is so important, so vital to our walk with the Lord. So, yeah, if, especially for people who haven't, it's daunting to read the whole Bible.
Totally.
I read it in 8 months. I was at Elo.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That, but that was like, I mean, you're sitting on the dryer while your clothes are dry and reading, trying to get through First Chronicles, like,
no, literally. That
was kind of not as fun, so I should do it again
too. Well,
but yeah, that's so good.
Oh, I so relate. Like, the world had us do it in way too short of time. Yeah, but it's fine.
Crazy. All right, so read through the Bible. Book.
Yeah, so then I have probably random things I'll do that I'm not setting out. Like, I'm going to keep reading books. I'm not like, oh, yeah, since I didn't set it as a resolution, I won't be reading this year. Like, I have a ton of things that I just, I just do on the daily that's just going to keep happening. But little goals that I'm like, I want to do this is I want to work on handstands because I really like working out, and we'll talk about that in another episode. But I love
your pull-up goal this past year? Or
that
year before?
Technically, that was 2023.
Okay.
And then I was able to do them in 2024. Cool. And now it's 2025. That's crazy. I can still do them. So, I'm going to keep them up.
Yeah. So handstands is your next.
Yeah. I want to do handstands. And then I started climbing this fall at the rock, the Central Rock Gym.
You did? I didn't know that.
So I've been climbing a bunch. So that's cool. Kind of like paired with like doing handstands and more calisthenics stuff because I, after ballet, well, during ballet and after, I was lifting. Like, that's the thing I did. And then like a little bit of running when I was in high school. And then now I'm going to run again just because I signed up for a half marathon, so I have to. That's that. That's its own thing, though. That's not for New Year's. That just happened because my sister's like, let's do it. And I was like, yeah, this is crazy, but
okay. Oh my gosh.
So that's not really a resolution, but climbing, and then I want to keep doing school. I want to be faithful in that. I need to keep doing it.
I'll show you that one.
Just growing closer to Jesus, like, I don't feel like there's a huge thing or like a word or a verse or anything that's like, oh, this is it. But just like, okay, Lord, I realize more and more, I feel like every now and then, I just, it's brought back to my attention how much I need Jesus, like, we're talking about identity, like, as the first thing.
Yeah.
I need him, like, so close, so that I can do anything, basically. Mm-hmm. So, just continuing to, like, pour into that, and also to ask Jesus to just, like, take me where he wants me to go, because a lot of my life, I've tried to do it myself, and I've lost so much, like, I've realized how weak I am, and that I don't even want to do that. Like, I want him to lead me, and then to go in his strength, not to try to do something to, like, show him that I'm worth investing in or something. So, I would just...
Yeah.
I would love to just have him, like, sort of like a boat. Like, I'm on the back of it, and I'm just in the wake, and he's like, let's go. And then I'm like, okay, cool, I can catch on to that. Like, I can go where you go.
Yep.
So, that. And then staying present, which is a very, what's that word? Broad goal. But I just noticed that I struggle with that a lot, and I'm always somewhere else in my head, or a lot of times I am, and so I would just like to be present, because I feel very aware that this year may change, and I might not live in Syracuse after this year, I don't know, but I might not, and so I want to enjoy it, because it actually, like, it's been 6 years, or almost 6 years, and that feels like a long time. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, oh, this probably won't be forever, and it might actually be changing sooner than I think. And so to just enjoy it, because for a lot of years I've just dragged my feet and been like, this is really hard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Those are what I wrote down.
It's exciting. I'm going to piggyback a little bit off of, like, I think the second to last thing you said, but...
Okay.
Something... Yeah. That, especially coming out of, like, the identity thing with work and going into some cool things that are going to happen this year that I will talk about more when they're actually more permanent. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just like wanting to make sure that the motive of my heart, kind of what you're talking about, like just being in the wake, mm-hmm. like is that the motive of my heart is good, because that's actually what's honoring to the Lord. It's not the things that I do. Like, it's not the fact that I'm going to go do this specific thing. Like, that's not what's honoring to the Lord. It's that my heart is in a posture that's honoring to Him.
Yep.
And, yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's the fruit that I want.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one thing, like, a goal, I guess, is just to do things more out of love for the Lord than, like, for anything else.
Yeah.
Even if it's just, like, not even for other people, but just for me. Like, if I think I'm, you know, more worthy or better or whatever because I'm doing specific things.
Yeah.
Versus, like, no, like, the Lord already, the blood of Jesus calls me, like, worthy and clean and valued.
Yeah.
I do these things out of a love, you know what I mean, for the Lord and service to Him. And that needs to be how it is. And that's not always how it is for me. And I need to, constantly kind of be bringing it back around to that.
Because it's hard.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we live in the flesh.
We're sheep.
Prideful. I am. Yeah. Okay, another goal of mine is to finish my bachelor's this year online. Yes. Heather and I should both finish. My goal is to finish actually before summer.
Okay.
So, yeah, that'll be really good. I'm very close to being done with that.
That's awesome.
Another one of my goals is just to exercise more and actually get, like, a health, like, physical routine. Yeah. Which I did at the beginning of 2024, and then that kind of dropped off, and then, got back into it at the end of December, and now going into January, and I've been pretty consistent so far. I got, like, a little walking pad a couple months ago, and I've been using it all the time, and I love it. Yeah, that's trying awesome. To walk for, like, an hour, like, at least 5 days a week.
Yep.
It's been good.
So good.
And then, I did feel like the Lord gave me Psalm 16 for this year. I kind of shared that on Instagram. I just feel like I love Psalm 16. I've always loved it. It's just...
It's a good
every
one.
Every part of it is good. Like, yes, he's my inheritance. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Like, oh, he sets up boundaries for me, and it's for my good. And I can call them good.
Yeah.
That's wild. I feel like we could probably both relate to that, like, a lot. Yeah, just that concept.
Yep.
And, of course, that's all just rooted in trusting who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just that he's given me counsel in the night seasons and that he's shown me the path of life. I think that's really cool. Especially that it's talking about just not like, okay, here's the next thing. It's not just here's the next step to take. It's the path of life, like the overall, again, like heart of walking a life that's with Jesus is more important than any individual thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because he will show, like, he is faithful. Like, we worry so much about I want to make sure I'm doing the right next thing, blah, blah, blah. Like, he will. He's just going to do that. We put so much emphasis on it. He is going to show us the next thing. The life that he's more, the life behind the path that he's more worried about.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. There was another part of it that I thought about this time that I don't always think about. My soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. And just the concept of lordship and what that actually looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm interested in learning more about that.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely a passage. And then, sorry, this is the last thing. This is a big thing that I feel like has kind of come out of a lot of things, and it's one of those things where I feel like it's like, okay, you could deal with this now, or you could put it off, you could deal with it later, but like you're gonna miss out on some things in the in between if you don't deal with it now.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe.
So like the fear of man
is
really big for me. Like, not even, because I think I do realize like people are not thinking about me as much as I think that they are.
Mm-hmm.
But just, not being, I think it comes more with, the identity thing and just not being self-conscious and just placing value on myself. Not placing value on myself, believing the value that the Lord has placed on me.
Yeah.
Just not being so afraid of what others think.
Yeah.
No, the fear of man. And yeah, just, again, it just feels like one of those things. I'm like, yeah, I could keep putting that off, but like, I could actually live a lot more fruitfully and abundantly if I wasn't so afraid of man. So that's a big thing for me, I think, going into the next year.
Yeah. I feel like that's valuable. Now I understand more. When you first said it,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, when the Lord like brings it up and he's like, well, you want to, you know, deal with this? And you're like, well,
it hurts.
Then, yeah. Yeah.
It hurts a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
But it is.
Because it is so intertwined with identity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely hard.
Yeah, because that had a lot to do, I think, with leaving my job. Like, what are people going to think of me? What are they going to think that I'm taking a sabbatical and don't have a job right away? What are they going to, you know, what are people going to say? Even, like, in my ministry, like, discipleship or leading worship, what are people going to think? What are they talking? You know what I mean? Like, which, that's a whole different subject because it's not about that anyways.
Yeah.
But those are the things that come to your mind when you're struggling with fear of man. And so I'm really just not interested in partnering with the enemy anymore and being afraid of man. So that's one of my things for the next year.
Have we done an episode on that? I would really like to. Like comparison or some sort of like identity. Like, I think it would be really good.
All right. Should we get into books?
Yeah. Well,
let's do it.
Okay. Let me see. Oh, I love books.
All right, I have a couple. Like, I maybe have, like, three.
I have at least
And I have, like,
seven.
Two I want to read this year.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay.
You have seven that you read that you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That I don't even know how many books I read this year, but I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to put them together.
Okay.
And maybe some of them weren't necessarily this year, although I think... Oh, no, that one wasn't. So they're, you know.
Okay.
It's not necessarily about the new year.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's fine. I love this so much. Okay. So I'm going to put all of these in, or hopefully we can put them all in the, whatever it's called, like description of the podcast, or they'll be on Instagram.
Okay.
I feel like people want to know the author, and I'm not necessarily going to say the author.
We'll make a post.
Okay.
With that.
Perfect. So is it okay if I talk a little bit about each one, or do we need to just like titles?
I think that's fine.
Okay. So, one book that my pastor recommended, and I was actually just like, nah, I kind of resisted it for a little bit, but then he gave me the book, so I was like, right, I'll read it. Because whenever someone gives me a book, I usually read it. I'm just like, well, why not? I've been given a book. So, it's called What's So Amazing About Grace, and the author uses stories to, like, just show the Father's heart and Jesus' heart and the Holy Spirit of how the Godhead, like, the grace that the Lord has for us, and how deep it is, and how, countercultural and just counter like intuitive, like it goes against everything basically that our flesh and the world says would be like how things look. And so I think it's just really good to read that and then see, oh yeah, that's me in that story, that's me. Like I'm the one that doesn't deserve the grace, or who got the grace that it's just like a gift. And so that one especially I recommend for people who struggle with like just random books that are like super theological. This one's like makes you think a lot and you have to like slow down, but it's through stories, and so for me that helps.
Sure.
That I can get the concept
a
little bit better. So that was good. That was from my pastor. And then this one I feel like is just a good like for the girls in the in-between seasons. It's written by a woman and it's called Embrace Your Almost. And basically just it was
who's
like
that by?
Jordan Lee Dooley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, I've heard that title for sure.
Yeah. And so she just like had a long season of like infertility and just being like, wait, Lord, this is a desire. I didn't know that you were going to like not give me kids. And the thing that I really love about it, cause she actually does have kids now, which is super cool. But she wrote it in that season. She didn't wait till it was over. And sorry to everyone listening, but I really struggle with that one. Like I think I'm sort of vulnerable on here, but I don't think that I am as much as I maybe could be. And if the Lord gives me the like freedom or the like desire to share really super candidly, I would. But I think that she shares very like, it's just like, wow, you're in the middle of it and you're just gonna like be willing to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's just huge. So I like that one for the waiting seasons when it's like, I'm not there, but I'm like working toward there.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to put everything in that because identity and that whole thing.
Yep.
So
that's really cool.
Very good. Yeah. That was a fun one to read too, because I feel like it wasn't so deep that you're just like, oh, great.
Okay.
So,
cool.
I enjoyed that one. And I read it kind of slowly. I was like, whatever.
I like listening to her stuff on audiobooks.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It was good. And then Finding Your People by Jenny Allen. I think that one's just helpful for, like, knowing how to spread yourself with, like,
community mm-hmm. and stuff, because I think a lot of times we have this thing of like idols are a thing in our culture where it's like people that are known by a lot of people, but they might not be actually known by a lot of people. Sure. They're just known by name and by what they do. And so I think we sometimes have this weird mistaken view that we have to have so many friends and this mm-hmm. huge pool of people. And
yeah,
we actually end up still more lonely because we're spreading ourselves so thin. But she kind of does it in like these consecutive circles of like, there's these close people, then there's these farther people, yep. then there's the farthest people. And as it gets farther, you can have more of them, but you cannot have that many people in that inner circle. Yeah. And I think that's something that, like, I don't know, in adulthood you generally talk about, but I like that book. And also the workbook, because me and my roommates were going to work through it. We never did.
That's really cool.
But I hope I get to do yeah. a study on it with people.
Like, at some point. Knowing, like, knowledge versus being known.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So I feel like she just breaks it down. Jenny Allen's just so, like, practical.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, here's where I'm at. Let's just work through it.
Cool.
So I like that. This was one that my friend gave me. Oh, this year she's like, Sally, you need to calm down. So she gave me this book by Annie F. Downs called That Sounds Fun, and she's like, I want you to read this. And I was just like, I really don't want to, like, it's stupid. That's stupid. Like, even the title is just like, whatever. Like, I want to work through my crap. I want to walk through it with the Lord. Like, I don't need something that's like, oh, let's have fun. But it was definitely a good, like, nice read to just like, okay, sometimes it's good to calm down. And that's actually, I would say, some of the really, like, deep joy and deep things in life are through things that might appear to people to be shallow, like having fun and doing things that bring you joy can actually have such a deep part of, like, health and wholeness that you might not think. So I think she thought through it well. She's not just, like, this flippant, like, go do fun things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that one's good. And then Hind's Feet on High Places. I read it again this year. I don't know. I think it's by Hannah something. Very, very good book. I read it when I was younger, and it's an allegorical book, mm-hmm. kind of like Pilgrim's Progress, but a different story. And it's, again, just very, like, it helps you to see your life through a different storyline, but kind of parallels life and helps you to see how the Lord is with you in things. And it's about, like, a girl who's going on a journey, and there's just a lot of weakness. She has a lot of weakness, and the Lord is like, well, she's a sheep, he's a shepherd, but
yeah,
it's also like, oh, she's kind of a person, like, she's like me, I'm a sheep. So that the Lord just, like, guides us through that, and that he's with us, and that he's there, like, in an instant when we call on him, but also, like, sometimes it doesn't look like he's there at all, but yeah. he is. And so that one's very good for people who want to read something that's, like, really deep, but also something that, like, is super practical mm-hmm. too. Like,
is it an easy read?
No.
Okay.
It's old too. I don't know when it was okay. written.
I was like, I know my mom's talked about that book for years, so I was like, yes. I always thought it was, like, more deep, but the way you described it right now, almost, because it's allegorical and serious. Yes. Although Pilgrim's Progress is really hard right. to read, so.
Right.
Yeah. I've never read it. I watched the play.
Okay.
Did you watch that?
Possibly. I don't know which ones I've seen.
Okay, where did you go? I'm sorry, I'm totally interrupting your story. Where did you go to record audio dramas or whatever that one year? That
Vampire.
One
time?
Yeah. They hosted. No, oh. they hosted, and I saw it in whatever.
In theater, right? Their theater?
In their theater. It's called Arise Collective. Bro, I will tag them in this podcast. They are amazing.
Okay. You did tell me about that.
They do a production of Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah.
But brings you to tears. It's so good.
Was it long?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like a play music. It was like a musical.
Yeah.
Of Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah.
Like, amazing gospel story.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's cool.
Pilgrim's Progress. So I've always thought, like, it'd be fun to read. After that, I'm like, it'd be fun to try it, but, like, I probably wouldn't be able to make through it.
Yeah.
But there's also children's versions of Pilgrim's
Progress. I've never tried to read that one, I don't think. Maybe I did for school, but it was not
maybe
one that I was
maybe that should be my 2025 goal. Anyways.
Yeah, maybe I should add that to the list. So then the next one's a devotional. It's called Milk and Honey, and anyone who's in my friend group who listens to this is like, shut up, you've been talking about that so much.
You're like, been wanting to tag that in our bylines for,
so
for years. It is.
It's a devotional. It's just really good. It's by Cambria Joy, and she's amazing, and I love these devos because they're so practical, and they're so, like, scriptural, but they're also just, like, they're not light in the sense of, like, you don't think about anything or, like, work through stuff, but they're just, like, enough, they're, like, bite-sized enough that you're like, okay, I'm gonna think about that today. And I'm going to take it with me, and I'm going to ask the Lord to help me, because I do want to change in that way.
Yeah.
So, that's just cool. And then The Broken Way. I have way too many deep books that I read, apparently.
I'm really impressed, because I have maybe one that I read this year, but yeah.
So, The Broken Way by Anne Voskamp. Do you know that book?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. There's a reason it's last on my list. Like, literally, if I could have everyone read that. She writes like a poet, but it's literally like chapters full. So it's really hard to like ingest.
Yeah.
But it's really good. Like, I just started, I flipped to like a random part of it, and I've just been reading chapters from that place, because it's so like, when you're just working through hard things, and especially questions, like, I think that a lot of young adults in the church community, excuse me, kind of like walk away just because they don't, they have all these huge questions, but they haven't been told that they're allowed to ask them.
Yeah.
And so they're just like, you know what, I'm just going to shove those over there and walk the other way.
Yep.
Because you guys don't want me to talk about it, but I have huge questions. Yeah. And so I'm just going to like dip. But she's just like, even as an adult, like she's writing this with like six or seven kids on the ground. Like she's had a bunch of kids, she's married, but she's just very like vulnerable of like, oh my gosh, like I didn't know it could be so hard. And I didn't know it was also simple to just be like grateful and to just do small acts of kindness, but also like I'm hurting and I like,
yeah,
the days are running, like I only have so many days here. And it's just very like real, and she looks at things in a very like, sometimes it looks pessimistic, but also she's just so like, I don't know, it's very faith building. So I don't know if I can explain it well. I feel like I'm just like
the Broken Way, that's what it's called.
The Broken Way,
that sounds really good.
It's so good,
especially if you are a discipler of this generation.
Yeah. And her story, I'm not sure if I'm going to get it completely right, but she...
In discipleship with this generation.
Was it her sibling? She saw a family member get crushed by a tractor as a kid.
My gosh.
Like, just killed completely, like, in front of her eyes. And so then after that, she struggled with self-harm, and she would cut herself a lot. And so she uses that as, like, it's a broken path we walk, and we can use our brokenness to, like, hurt and bring pain, kind of, or we can use it to break ourselves open before the Lord and be broken for him, and he'll use it. So just very like, she uses things that you're like, I didn't really want to talk about that. That's really like gory or very like real. But then she's also like, and look what it does.
That's really cool. That sounds really good.
So very good.
On my list.
So those are my have reads.
I love it. I'm super in awe of you.
Oh my gosh.
Because there's books like that I'm like, they just sound so good, but I just really struggle getting through like, whatever, nonfiction.
Yeah.
So I read a lot of fiction this year.
Okay.
And I think the reason...
We're going to be like this. We're going to be carrying with each other.
I think the reason for that is just because I needed to rest.
Yep.
Like, whenever I could had actually time that I could read...
Yeah. Yeah, your brain did not need
my
to
My brain on. Couldn't handle that. So I will say I did read... Again, it's a devotional. This Draw the Circle.
Yes.
By Mark Batterson, who is a pastor in the D.C. area. And it's a 40-day prayer challenge. It was the second time... I did it twice this year.
Okay.
And the second time I did it was way more impactful. I don't know if my heart was just in a different place. The first time I did it was with a group of girls I do Bible study with. And it was good, but the second time, it just felt like the Lord was really, really working.
That's awesome.
Really hard on my heart. And one of the quotes actually that I have hanging up in my kitchen is from this devotional, and it says, "Your dreams aren't dead, they're buried." Which we talked about in a previous episode. And that has just been really, really impactful for me.
Yeah.
So that's like the more serious book. And then
Can you say titles of the fiction ones? Because I'll write them down.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm only on list like two, probably. Okay. And they're actually both by the same author. So Rebecca and Brielle introduced me to these books this year that they've been wanting me to read. They've told me for a while now that I need to read them. And I finally read them this year and they were amazing.
Okay.
And they're Regency books.
Are they romance?
Yes, but they're not, like, gushy. Like, they're also, like, adventurous.
Okay.
They were really good.
Down for it.
Yeah. No. You would really enjoy it.
Okay.
One was called Edenbrook, and I think the author's Julianne Moore, but don't quote me on that.
Julianne?
I'm going to say her name wrong. I don't know what it is.
Edenbrook
and Blackmore is the other book.
And they go together, or no?
No, you don't have to read them together.
Okay.
But they were really good.
Julianne something.
I think so. I think that's
okay. Yeah,
Juliet maybe.
Told me to read.
I don't know. Edinburgh. They're really good. You should read them.
Okay.
Because I felt the same way. I was like, whatever, girls.
Yep.
And then I read them, and I was like, oh, these are really, they're really like sweet.
Yeah.
Like, they are a little bit like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, it hurts. But
yeah.
They're really sweet. They're okay. Very, and they're, like, adventurous. Okay. So I think you would really enjoy them.
Okay.
And then I just read a bunch of other, like, novels. I just actually finished one by Ian Gabhart called something about the river. I don't even remember.
Okay. Gosh, but some good novels, you said?
I literally just finished it. Hold on. Oops. My gosh, what was it called? In the Shadow of the River. It was kind of like a mystery.
Okay.
Whatever, that was really good. I read another good one by Anne Gabhart this year, too, called When Meadows Bloom. That one was really, again, like, kind of, like, suspenseful, which I don't always love, but it was good.
Hmm.
And then, to be honest, this is really embarrassing, but I read a lot of, like, just random, whatever. I forgot I read Redeeming Love this year by Francine Rivers.
Oh, I don't like that book.
Have you read it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about that.
Okay. I know.
Why didn't you like it?
Because I think that she low-key writes, like, soft porn.
Like, soft porn.
Okay. I'm not okay with that.
No. Yeah. I'm not okay with soft porn either. I didn't feel that way, though.
You didn't?
I did not.
Okay.
I thought it was beautiful.
Okay.
So.
I did when I was, like, 15 and read it, and then afterward I was like, that was not okay. I was 15.
Okay. But. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm 27 when I read it.
Yeah. For the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just didn't, like, looking back as, like, a 20-year-old, I was like, Sally, you never should have read that.
Okay. No, I read it for the first time this year.
Okay.
So I think that that would probably make a difference,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, I just didn't like that, like...
Yeah. No, Oh, my gosh. We're going to do a whole episode about soft porn.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay with it.
Yeah.
So many romantic comedy movies, literally soft porn, yeah. in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't feel that way about the book, though. I thought it was a really, really beautiful representation. Okay. Of the story of Hosea.
Yeah. Did you watch the movie? Obviously,
God's redeeming love for us. I did.
Okay, so I went to that with your sister, and we both just, like, ended up looking down for, like, scenes in a row.
Yeah.
And we were just like, no, that's yeah. not cool. That is not
yeah.
cool. And so it just, like, reiterated to me, like, okay, the book sort of did that, but for me, I'm also a very visual person.
Yeah.
So to have read it and be, like, sure. in my own brain, it's not even, like, the accountability of, like, oh, we're in a theater, so at yeah. least I know that other people are seeing this, but just alone in my room, I was just like, no,
yeah.
no.
I mean, there's definitely Hollywood. I enjoyed yeah. the movie. But, yeah, there was definitely Hollywood points that
yeah.
drug things on way longer than yeah. I needed to be.
Yeah.
It was really heartbreaking, honestly. Like, the book and the movie are really, yeah. really, really, really
yeah.
incredibly sad.
And since then, I've learned that
yeah.
that was one of, like, Francine Rivers' first books, I think, writing after she had become a Christian. And, like, I don't really know her whole story, but I'm like, okay, maybe I can give you, like, a little bit of, like, a...
Sure.
whatever, but I'm just like, I haven't read other books by her because I was just like, that was not, like, yeah. I'm just not doing it again. I don't want to feel a lot of things when I'm reading a book.
Yeah.
Not that way.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I am very sensitive to that.
Yeah.
And I really didn't feel.
Okay.
Because if I had, I would have stopped reading it.
Yeah.
Because I'm very sensitive to that
yeah.
right now.
Same. That's why I literally yeah. ask if a book is romance because I'm just like, I'm not going to go there probably.
Yeah. It didn't feel like in as much as it did feel like it was somewhat romantic. To me, it was, like, I just really, I think, got the story out of it.
Okay.
More of the redemption and the, like, pursuing
yes.
and things like that. I feel like that's what I got out of it
yes.
more than, like, the romance side.
Which
of it.
Does, like, strike you to the heart. Like, it is, like,
yeah.
whoa.
Yeah.
Especially when you think of it as
and
the
that's
more...
what I was reading it for.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it would have not probably been beneficial if I had read it when I was younger. Or even in different seasons, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that makes a difference, too.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really good.
Okay.
And I had never read it. So
yeah.
I was happy that I had read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and besides that, I just read, like, other, like, just silly novels that I'm not even going to tell you the title because
okay.
it's embarrassing. They're just like, you just read them to read them.
Yeah.
To escape for a minute.
Yeah.
And get in somebody else's world.
Yeah.
And I read a lot of fiction, like historical, like Great Depression
yeah.
or 1800s.
I
or
think
whatever.
I need to, well, yeah, with my will be reading.
Yeah.
Like one of my things is just hopefully fiction. Like that.
Yeah.
I just need to, I have to trust people who give it to me because I don't want crap. But at the same time, like, I do want to read fiction.
Like,
I'm not, like...
Have you ever read that book series that I recommended to you, like, 5 million times?
Probably not.
The Singing River series?
No.
It's so good.
How many
It's by Gilbert Morris. There's 4 books, and I have all of them.
Oh.
Heather's read them. They're very, very, very,
Who is
very,
it by?
Very good. Gilbert Morris.
Okay.
The Singing River series. I'm sure I reread them this year because they're excellent.
Wait, I now can't. Gilbert?
Yep. Singing River series.
What's his last name?
Morris.
Okay. Yeah, I will read them. I just have been really, really very hyper-fixated on, yeah. Like...
No, I love that for you.
Personal, whatever.
And then I would like to read... My therapist last year made me buy The Gift of Imperfection, and I still haven't read it. So I'd really like to read that book this year. And I just bought the book that Delight talked about on the last podcast, The Body Keeps the Score.
Oh, cool. That's going to be really interesting.
So I opened it, and it looks very, like, long and, like, lots of processes. Like, it doesn't look like an easy read.
Okay.
So I might need to, like, figure out how to read it. But, yeah, I'm excited just to learn from it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have for books.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have things... Wait, oh, that's what you are going to read. Okay. Got it. So what I want to read is Now and Not Yet by Ruth Jo Simmons. It's, like, a really good book. I read a chapter of it at my friend's house because she was like, yeah, I'm reading it right now. And I was like, holy crap, I have to read this. So good. And she's, like, yeah, she's in a totally different season than me, which I think will be helpful. Because sometimes when you read things from the same season you're in, you're like, well, yeah, of course we all want the same thing. Frick you. Like, I don't know. It's just not fun to think about, I guess. But for someone who's in a different season who's like, yeah, same dream, like same unfulfilled feeling inside, but from a different place, it can be kind of inspiring. Yeah, like helpful. To be like, okay, this isn't going to go away. This is a thing that we're going to feel until heaven. Which I know in my head, but it just helps. And then I'm doing the Enneagram Devo with one of my friends as like a,
interesting.
I don't know, a New Year's thing kind of, but like we're just doing it together. She's doing her number, I'm doing my number, and we're just working through it. We're both very skeptical of it because like Enneagram, Devo, what is this? But
have you like read all the things about the Enneagram?
I haven't, but I've heard enough stuff to be like, crap, what should I believe? But I'm also like, you know what? It's okay.
So you should talk with Rebecca and Christian.
Do they like it or hate it?
I'll let them tell you.
What?
They used to like strictly like loved it, and now they're like, I don't think this is okay at all.
Okay.
So you should talk with them about it. I don't have enough knowledge of it at all to talk about it on the podcast whatsoever.
Yeah.
But you should ask them because I sat in on their conversation about it and I was like, oh, that's really interesting. I had never gotten into the Enneagram because it's like, sounds too complicated to me. Just like over my head kind of.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people benefit from it, but it was interesting hearing their perspective about it.
So you should definitely was very like hesitant, but then my friend was like, well, we don't have to take it as anything. Anything at all. Like, why don't we just take those personality traits that we might have, and if we don't have them, don't take them on. Like, just leave it there.
Yeah.
So, we're just, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, but I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm not trusting Satan if that has anything to do with it. But, those are the books I want to read. But fiction, I feel like I need to, like, do a little bit more because I just end up reading a lot of things about, like, self-help and God, like, changing my heart. And I love that.
Yeah.
But I also don't need anything beyond the Bible in that sense. Yeah. But I enjoy.
Yeah.
I definitely enjoy it.
Yeah. So. Cool.
Yeah.
I love it. Well.
Yay.
I think that wraps up.
Woo!
Wraps up that episode. We hope that you guys enjoyed hearing all that. And if you didn't. Don't listen to
it. We'll see you later. Or never.
Yeah, you'll never come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting. Exciting. We didn't really talk about the year to come, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that as we
chat.
Do life together.
Yeah.
And do the podcast together, so.
Yeah.
But there are some big things potentially coming for both of us this year.
Yeah.
So, gonna walk that out.